Hello and welcome to ValorCast, the official podcast of Evangel University. Evangel is a Christian liberal arts university located in Springfield, Missouri, and exists to educate, equip, and empower students who will make a global impact for the gospel in every vocation.
As many of our listeners already know, the integration of faith, academics, and life is an essential part of the Evangel experience. God does not call us to live closed off from the world. He invites us to embrace His purposes for us across all walks of life.
Through ValorCast, we want to share the stories of those in the Evangel community who are boldly following that call. Each episode will feature uplifting stories from students, faculty and staff members, and alumni, illuminating the ways God is moving through the Valor family, both on campus and in the world. I'm your host, John Spence.
And I'm Amariah Fitch.
And this is ValorCast. Academics are a huge part of the culture at Evangel University. We are a liberal arts institution. The study of multiple facets of knowledge, multiple areas of learning is integral to our culture here. And so today, for our academics episode, we're talking to Professor Preston Kness, who is an instructor of history here and is the head of the Valor Scholars Academy, and then also our premier scholarship for students. So Preston, we're super excited to have you, and thanks for coming out.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I appreciate it.
So let's start off just by hearing a little bit about you. Tell us what you do here on campus, kind of your journey of coming to Evangel, and why you got into teaching some of the best and brightest here at Evangel.
Well, first off, I'm an Evangel alum, so I graduated in 07, which is a lot further away than I recall now that I think about it. But yeah, so I love Evangel, and I was very excited to be able to come back and teach here. And I love teaching history. That's where I'm at. But I really have enjoyed getting to know a lot of these top tier students. These are the students who are here to get the most out of their time at Evangel, and I want to help facilitate them to do that. So it's been a lot of fun getting to know them. These are the students who are looking for a challenge, and I like being able to help them with that. So it's just been great. They are exciting. They are encouraging. They are a lot of fun to interact with and to get discussions going with them. And it's just, I love being able to help facilitate that.
So tell us a little bit about what it is like to be in the Valor Scholars Academy. So how would a student in the academy be different from your typical student? What would they experience, and what could they look forward to if they were interested? What requirements would they have to join the program?
Well, the Valor Scholars Award is the premier scholarship program that you mentioned, and there's all kinds of levels to that. And what we found was we wanted to create an honors program that would be here for the other side of that. So the award brings people into the school, and the academy is here to help facilitate them now that they are here. And so the first goal of it was to help provide those top-tier students with more. And that's not in regards to work. It's more along the lines of depth. So we're not about giving students a whole bunch of extra things to do. It's about taking what they're already doing and getting a richer, deeper experience out of that. So the first thing that any of the academy students are going to find is that they're not really doing too much more in regards of classes they're taking, things like that. What they are is they're being given more opportunities to get a richer experience in the classes that they're already taking. So it's more along the lines of facilitating deeper and more enriching experiences in their classes that they already have to take. So for instance, one of the things we do is we have what's called a contract course. Let's say you're one of these higher level achieving students and you're in a class that's not really challenging you. You know you can do more. You can get more out of these classes. What you can do is you can speak with your instructor early in the class and say, I'd like to turn this into a contract course, which is basically adding an extra layer of anything, really, to that course. You meet with the instructor, you figure out what you're interested in, and together you create something a little bit richer in that course. And that's kind of how I view the entire program. I've used the metaphor of a gym. You go to a gym not because you're looking for a certificate or anything. You go to a gym because you want to improve your body. Well, the academy is like a gym for your brain. Mm. It's about getting a richer, deeper experience where you can test how strong you are in some of these things and get more out of it.
Very cool. So when you are looking at people to add to this gym, you know, your gym members, how do you find them? I feel like top tier students are easy to identify, but at the same time, you're normally looking for something specific. So how do you find those students, or how do they find you?
Well, first off, if you get the award, you are automatically invited into the program. So right there, we have several students who are automatically ready to jump in. Not all of them really want to. That's a different conversation. But that's our original target audience. But really, any student who has a high enough GPA, who is achieving what they are setting out to do, can apply. So it just depends on what you're interested in. I've had just last year a couple sophomores heard about the program from some of our current students and came and reached out to me about that. And we look through what they're doing, seeing if they're capable of it. And that GPA is one of the main things that we look at. But it's also a question of what are you already doing? Because I've had a lot of students who they're already doing so many things, they're not really looking for more, which is why I have tried to tailor the program a little bit to not be extra and more. But to really focus on that richer experience so that it doesn't seem like you are adding one more minor or one more major to your workload. That's not what we're trying to do. So some students, they didn't have the time for it, and I understand. I get it. But then a few who are more interested in that, they can come and talk to me, and we can see if you're going to fit with the program. So, but yeah, we start off with those award students, and then we reach out to the rest of the campus if they are interested in it.
So I want to kind of expand the conversation a little bit. So every university, just about every university, offers scholarships, and a lot of those scholarships are looking for specific things. For example, here we have fine arts scholarships. Students audition and receive those awards, or they can get scholarships from their churches or by other means. When it comes to like the top tier scholarships, usually schools want to draw in what would be considered the best and the brightest. A lot of times schools will evaluate test scores and they'll evaluate involvement. What has the student done with regard to like community engagement? But Evangel, while those things are valuable, there are other components to that. Can you kind of speak to how the best and brightest are defined a little bit differently here at Evangel, especially with it being a Christian school?
Well, one of the things that we do in the program, we have three pillars. And again, I did not create this program. This was built by the Center for Student Success before I arrived. And they got it started back around 2017, 2018. And they had some really good ideas there. And so I've just been coming along to cultivate that. And the program is built around three pillars: character, knowledge, and leadership. And I have found in interacting with other honors programs around here in this area that knowledge and leadership are very high priorities for them. Character is there, but not in the same way that we approach it, because character development here is always going to have that Christ-like element involved with it. For us, it's not just developing you to be the best of what you can be. It's about developing you in a way that lines you up with what God has you to be, has built you to be, and intends you to be. So there is that element very deeply and richly involved in that. The verse that I've kind of been using in the back of my mind for this program as I've been working on it is in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, always be careful how you build. And I'm probably getting that wrong a little bit, but it's this idea of we're building something, we're building the program, because we are in a period of rebuilding it, and we've got a lot of work we're doing, and it's been a lot of fun to bring the students into that as well. But we're also building the students, and that's kind of how I view what we're doing here, is that we are helping build students to what they are supposed to be. So I believe that that is something that we do that's unique in this program.
I love how that's an emphasis character, because when you think about it, at the end of the day, what is in our hearts overflows, you know, with our actions. And so your character impacts everything that you say, everything that you do, your perspective, your response to life. So that's something that I really value about this program. And I do want to mention you kind of use the word rebuilding. You're rebuilding the program. What does that look like? What are some maybe dreams, or what does the future look like for this program, and what are you working towards right now?
I feel like last year was my first year with the program, and I was just getting to know the program, seeing how it was put together, understanding it, getting to know the students that were in the program. We had a very small cohort that joined that year, and there's a few students who were in it from the previous years, and just, you know, getting to know them and finding out what we were doing. And this year, I'm just studying what we're doing and seeing where we can make improvements and how we can get things to be better. And I've already found so many little ideas that I want to work on. And it's been a lot of fun because I've invited the students in the program into that conversation. So they are involved in what we're doing and how we're doing it. And there have been several times where they have looked at what we're doing and said, is there a better way to do that? And I'm like, yeah, what do you think? Let's talk about that. So I have an assistant who's helping me with this, and she is a student in the program as well. And so she's very heavily involved, and we're looking at marketing, and we're looking at smoothing some of the components out a little bit. It's a very reflection-heavy program. How you work your way through the program is you write about it. You take an honors class, or you take one of these contract course classes, and then you reflect on what you learned. You reflect on challenges you had, and you worked on that. So one of the things that we're working on is finding an online portfolio option to catalog that. So we're looking at different options for that so that you can start uploading what you do as you work your way through the program online so that you can keep a record of it and you can add anything to it. There's a couple different programs we're looking at with that so that you can put projects on there. You can do presentations on there. You can kind of personalize it to your experience. And then when you are finished with the program, you have this portfolio that you can use to be a resume or an introduction to any of your career goals there. And it's tailored to you. It's your instruction. It's your idea. And it reflects you much more richly than a simple resume could. So you have that, and it'll be all prepped and ready for them. So we're working on that. We're working on more class options. I'd like to create some more honors classes. Technically, right now, the main one is the honors EC class, which is very popular. Base introductory theology course that we have, and everybody's got to take it. And we have an honors course option for that. And so you do not have to be in the program to take that course. But there have been a lot of students who are in those courses who have heard about us. I've spoken to those courses, and then they reach out to me and say, hey, that sounds interesting. I'd love to do something with that. So that's another way that students find out about the program. But I want to make more. I want more opportunities. I want more honors classes. The program is very interdisciplinary. Anybody on campus is allowed in it. It's in regards to programs, it doesn't matter what department you're in. It's any department. We welcome all departments, and we love to integrate those departments and see what you can learn from music in your business class. What can you learn from education in your kinesiology class? What can you learn from these different things and kind of pulling them all together? That is one of the big themes of the program, is interdisciplinary education. And that's not about trying to take away from those departments. It's about trying to really richen and kind of flesh those things out a little bit. So we're doing that. And I really love to see how the students bring these things into their classes. But I'd really love to create some classes that lean into that a little bit more. There are a few. One of the upper-level courses in the program is called Being Human. And it's a study of humanity from a scientific perspective, a theological perspective, a cultural perspective. It's about all of these things coming together and seeing what we can learn. So yeah, I want more of that on there. I want some classes that are really going to challenge students, that help them in their way already doing what they're doing. You got to take a humanities course. Why not get a little bit more rich elements so that you already got to take a social science course. You got to take personal finance, things like that. I would like to look at creating some more honors versions of those classes.
Yeah, I think that's brilliant. So, because that's like the fulfillment of what a liberal arts education should be, is that interdisciplinary idea that all knowledge is interrelated and connected and can inform the learner on several different levels instead of staying kind of siloed in your own practice or field. And a few years ago, the university tried a program like that for everybody, and it didn't last very long. But I think it's brilliant to connect it to students who are more high achieving and who are voluntarily saying, hey, actually, I'm like kind of geared to learn that way, and I'd like to volunteer to be able to do that.
Yeah, that idea of interdisciplinary education was, yeah, they tried it. And one of the things they found was it was the upper, higher achieving students who really latched onto it. Not everybody loved it. And, you know, that's fine. But those upper level students who are interested in that, we want to kind of do a little bit of that for them in this program. Again, there's not much. And again, it's not about trying to throw all these extra classes at them. It's about taking what they're already doing and really digging into that a little bit. And I have found that, an interdisciplinary element pops up in my courses more often than I ever would have realized. You know, I teach history, but I'm looking at all kinds of stuff, and I love pulling those things in. I love pulling in art. I love pulling in music. I love pulling in business. You know, what's the business world doing in this time period? How's the economics changing? All of those things are essential to having a good understanding of what happened in the past. And I think that is also true of any field. You got to know how this is going to affect other things than just yours. Yeah, and what I love is that the students bring that in without realizing it. You know, students will bring up what they've been learning about in one class, in another area, and they're doing this interdisciplinary thing anyway. They're pulling those things out, and I'm just here to help facilitate that.
That's so good. I think that growing up in middle school and high school, we would always ask students, like, what's your favorite subject, you know? And not that that's a bad question to ask, but we kind of get stuck in this mindset of, this is my favorite thing to learn, I just want to learn this, or this is what I'm comfortable with. And I think in some ways that can lead into college, where we start asking, you know, like, what do you want to major in? And then that's what we focus on. And I think that having or encouraging students that you don't have to stay within your lane, like you don't have to stay within your field. And if anything, like you want to expand the classes and courses that you're taking, because it will bleed into other areas of your life. And I can say that, you know, my drawing class influenced, you know, what I do now, even though I have nothing to do with art. It created disciplines or taught me things that I couldn't have learned elsewhere. So I appreciate that you're encouraging those students to step into some other areas.
Yeah, I mean, why do we have a core curriculum? Why do we have any of that? It's because there's all these great things that we have learned about and we can bring together, and we want students to have a taste of all of those different things. Well, what we're doing in the academy is that we just want to give them a little bit more of the buffet, so to speak, and, you know, have them get some of the better stuff. And you know, there's only so much time, and you only have so many classes that you'd want to take. And we have so many great classes here that are being offered. And, you know, I know that a lot of students have come to me, especially in this program, they're like, well, I want to take that and that and that, and I can't do all of those things. So is there any way we can do a little bit of all those things in a little bit more effective way, which is kind of what we're trying to do with this?
So you talked a little bit about this. You kind of answered my question already, but I would love to hear a little bit more about how, because you're a history teacher by trade.
Yep.
So how does that inform how you've developed this program further and how you've encouraged students in that passion?
Well, one of the things I love about history is that there's a history of everything, and it doesn't really matter what you're interested in. There's a history of it. So if you're interested in business, you know, it's, you know, I always like to talk about how a lot of the ideas that we make fun of in the office were invented by somebody back in the late 1800s, and they thought it was a great idea. They had no idea what was coming. But, you know, there's a history of these things, and it's really more along the lines of just learning about other people who have found an interest in something and they've pursued it, and we can see what they did and why. And I think that's applicable to every single discipline out there. There's a history of music. There's a history of business. There's a history of education. There's a history of psychology. There's a history of communication. You know, I mean, and it's fascinating to see how those things have changed. And we can learn a lot about how they continue to change by looking at how they have changed in the past. I mean, that's every historian is going to give you that argument. That's what we do. But I love studying people and the past, and it doesn't matter what they're doing. It's fascinating to me. And so that has informed what we're doing. And I think at the root of all of this is the idea that God created us to be these kinds of things. God created us to be communicators and explorers and learners. And he created us to make music, and he created us to make art, and he created us to, you know, be business-minded in the idea of, you know, we manage our resources. That's what we have been made to do. And so we are, while we're studying all these different disciplines, we're also studying what God has made us to be and all the different ways that it affects us. No one is ever just one thing. No one's ever just a business major. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we have the minors out there. And a lot of students in this program, you know, they go after this and they're like, I want this minor and that minor, and I'm going to do this thing over here, and maybe I can turn this into a concentration. You know, there's this kind of, they want to do more. They want more. They're eager for more. And I love that, because if they're here to learn and they want to learn, that's what we're here to help them do. And that's true of every department on campus, not just me. And so for me, the history side of it is, I feel like I've been familiar with some of these things already. And the things that I'm not as familiar with, it's simply because I haven't had time to study them. So I love that I'm getting to pay attention to a lot of this stuff. I've been sitting in on the culture class this semester, and I've been learning a lot about some things that I had never learned about before. And I'm thinking about how I can work this into my classes and to make those things more interesting. So for me, history is easily applicable to any of the fields out there. And I love having a conversation about the history of psychology up with the behavioral and social sciences. I love having a conversation with someone in any department learning about this. I've been able to go around and meet all the different department chairs for the most part. I'm just trying to let them get to know me, that I'm doing this program, and getting to know them. And I just love being able to go across campus and chat with all the other departments out there, because they have something interesting to teach, and I'm eager to learn. And so that's kind of how I approach it, is there's all these great things out there. We just don't have enough time. And we're here to help at least make that a little bit more manageable. To make some of those better. And then again, it's not that I've been talking about is knowledge, but like the character, like those three pillars, the character piece, we push mentorship. It was phrased very well to me by Dr. Spence. Find someone who has what you need and then pursue that. And that's how we view mentorship, is finding someone who specifically has a quality that you are looking to develop in yourself. And we have this system here, this mentorship system, to help facilitate that interaction. You're not going to spend your whole year with them. It could be just one thing. You could meet once, you could meet twice. You know, you meet with them, you figure out what you're looking for, and you develop yourself. And that's one of the other things we're trying to do. So we're pursuing all these different things. There's so many fun things that are going on. And if the students are in it and they're committed to it, they're going to get a lot out of that.
Now, talking about the students, when you say, like, find someone who has something that you need, have you seen yet that they've maybe recognized that value, or how having that mentor or being a part of the program has impacted them? Do you have any maybe testimonials that you could share?
One of the things I found interesting is that last spring, this spring of this year, the scholars got together and created a book study. I think they read The Abolition of Man. I don't think they finished it, but they went as a group. I wasn't expecting them to do this as a group. They went as a group and reached out to a couple instructors on campus and said, hey, we'd like to do this book study. Would you like to help us out with this? And they did. And that was them stepping out and taking the initiative to invest in an idea. They said, we want to study this thing. And they got a lot out of it. I know that the reason they didn't finish the book is because they talked too much in every meeting they had, and they never could get through with it, which is a very good And, well, it's also, it kind of reminds me of you know, scholarship and you know, academics in general, is that kind of problem is you've got so many things you want to talk about that you never can get through it all. So that's a great example of what they're doing. And I know they're all, again, a lot of them are just asking the question, well, what do I need? And that's great too, because some people don't ask that question. Some people don't get to a place where they have to ask that question. And so it's been fun to watch their minds work as I'm working with them doing some of this stuff. And it really is, it's not really me doing it. It's them. It's them taking the initiative. It's them standing up. It's them asking these questions. I'm just here, you know, kind of give them a bit of a boost to get them started.
You know, a question I love to ask is, what would you want us to ask? I know it's kind of like, what? But like, is there anything that you're like, man, if I was asked this question, I would love to share on that specifically, like what you would want our listeners to know?
My favorite thing that people ask me is something you've already asked, which is, you know, what do you see for the future? Because the more I work on this program, the more excited I am about what's coming and what I want to do and the opportunities. And I know that not all of it's going to work, but finding out what works and what doesn't is a part of the fun, is a part of the experience, because they're going to find that out too. So I'm very excited about where we're going. We're building this program. I'm excited about where we're going to go with it. And just some of the ideas that I have, I almost have too many. That's one of the problems is, and again, then they step in and I get to work with them, which is the most fun. One of my favorite things that I have happen is when we just have conversations. I try to push conversation. The program, we kind of do this conversation and community in the fall, and in the spring, it's a little bit more academic. That's kind of how the program is built. So we're just doing these every few weeks or so. We meet off the side of the calf and they bring their food and we just kind of have a conversation. And we've been talking about controversial topics and how we deal with that, which leads to all kinds of fun, different ideas. And I have found that just exploring some of these things, that's where the fun is with this. When they get going, and they can get going, and it's great, because the more I talk, it's not the less successful I feel, but the more I'm eager to hear what they have to say. And the more they talk, the better I feel about that. So I'm mostly excited about what's coming next and where we're going. So that's the question I will always love to answer, is like, where do you see this going? What do you have in mind for this? And just, we're working on a lot of little ideas for that. And like I said, we're going to see what works.
Well, Preston, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing about your neck of the woods here at Evangel.
Yeah.
I was one last thing, and we try to invite all of our guests to do this. But we'd love if you would just speak to the student who's maybe still in high school or considering their options or looking at Evangel, but maybe one of those more high achiever, kind of like interdisciplinarily minded, students, and just kind of talk to them about why, what Evangel has to offer is a great option for them.
We want to facilitate them. We want to facilitate their learning. We want to help really adapt to not all of their needs, but the idea of their academic needs, their community needs, you know, their development needs. We want to help them with that. And I think that this program, specifically for the students who are thinking about, do I really want to go here? We have the people who are willing to invest in them. That is what Evangel has. Everyone I talk to, they're always so eager to work with their students. They're always so eager to work with their students. They're always interested in what their students are trying to do. And these students, you know, if you want to go to a school where the instructors are here for you, to invest in you, to spend a few extra minutes with you, that's what we have. We have the instructors who are committed to doing what they can to help facilitate them. And again, none of us are ever going to have enough. I wish I could just sit with my students for hours on end and talk with them, because I love hearing what they have to say. I lose track of time because I'm talking with them. It's great, but it's because that's what we do. That's what Evangel does. And so this program is proof that we're willing to go the extra mile for the students who need it, who have that high capacity, who are looking for a richer experience. That's what this program proves. And I would absolutely encourage a student who is thinking about coming here to come to the Valor Scholars interview weekends we do to see that. That's where we see it. We have these big interviews for those scholarships. And really, those events, for me, are much more about getting to know the students and getting them to know us so that they can see that we really do care about them. We are invested in them, and we want them to come here because we want to help cultivate them. Yeah. That is what I love. Just seeing some of those students here on campus this year from the interviews we did last year is enough to convince me of that every time I see them. It's like, yes, I'm so glad that student's in my class. I want to help them. I want to do what I can for them. And that's what the whole staff here wants to do.
That's awesome. Well, Preston, we are so blessed to have you here at Evangel, and we're super thankful that you dropped by to talk to us today.
Yeah, I appreciate the invite. It's great to come down and talk about this program. I love it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of ValorCast. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating.
ValorCast is hosted by John Spence and Amariah Fitch and is a production of EU's Marketing and Communications Department in partnership with KECC, Evangel's student-led radio station. The podcast is produced, mixed, and mastered by Jordan Spence, who also composed and produced the show's intro and credits music.
You can follow Evangel University on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit us online at evangel.edu.